This is from La Historia de la Guitarra en el Merengue. First of all, listen to this introduction. Notice it's 3-2. He's Hector Rafael Payan, and he runs a guitar-based merengue band called Los País, spelled P-A-I-S-A-S. Sorry, Paisas. When the accordion came to the Dominican Republic via Germany, it was, the preliminary driver of merengue, but in the eastern part, and still to this day in the rural parts of Dominican Republic, it was played with a guitar, and so he's just carrying the tradition forward. Most important thing is anticipating the third beat by an eighth note like this. Sería de esta forma. Anticipating the third and fourth beats, very important. If you count that in 4-4, like 1, 2, 3, 4, it's E-A-N. So it's not anticipating beats 3 and 4, it's anticipating beats 3 and 1. And if you count it in cut time, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4, and 4. And here's the same pattern with the clave in 2-3. The harmony is always 1-5, but it's always played as 1-2-5. Even though the bass is playing 1-5, the timbao is 1-2-5, like this. Using guide tones. Like that. Always anticipating. Thank you. is an excerpt from a tune of his called Guido y Canelo. Wait, so here we go.
Guido y Canelo, popularmente conocido,
commonly known as El Gallo, the rooster.
Marque maestro. One, two.
Now he's going to demonstrate the second guitar, like the rhythm guitar that was played on the improv that he had just played in the video. One, two, three, four, two, and two, and two. I mean, if you count one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, two, and two, and two, and like that. But if you count the other way, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, then gang, 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 gang.